Hi, I'm Bill Slavisek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by
RPGNow.com, the leading source for indie RPGs on the web. Visit them at www.rpgnow.com and pick up a few PDFs for your electronic gaming shelf. They've got gaming products for D20, 4th Edition, Mutants and Masterminds, and a variety of other products as well. Check them out at rpgnow.com. And GMDice.com, one of the best sources online for dice of any kind for any game. You can look at their GM blog, roll virtual dice, check out their vast assortment of dice from 4-siders all the way up to 100-siders, and you get a random free die with any order over $10. Visit them at www.GMDice.com.
Back after our long hiatus of,
after months.
I wonder how many viewers we've lost.
Probably lost all heroes, of them.
I think we lost all our viewers.
Our listeners.
All our listeners, yes.
I hope we don't have any viewers, because that would,
yes, that would be weird.
That would be like we had voyeurs in the camera, and who put the video cameras in, because
okay.
I wasn't here.
I don't see any video cameras. I don't know what you're talking about.
Ethan.
What? They're the market for that. Multi-billion dollar industry.
Yeah. Have you been to gamerswithoutpants.com?
Hey.
Yes, and you know Eric. He likes to work with that pants on, so...
That's going to be a different thing, anyway.
The office might frown on that.
Yeah.
I think an actual office might frown on that.
I had a talk with him about that, about how that was inappropriate. We had a discussion this morning
they
about...
They did say that they didn't have a dress code. Maybe I can change that.
We did have a discussion this morning on what was appropriate and inappropriate. And pants did not enter into the equation, I don't think.
It's true. We never brought that up.
No, pants was not
in okay. the equation. Okay, so, right. Back to the game.
Well, when we last left off, we were, what, 40th level?
Yeah.
And,
we killed everything, and we were
killed
just
everything and taken over, taken over the keep.
Yes.
And, we become the overlords of the area. Yes. And,
We opened the pretzel stand that we always wanted to.
Yes.
With the t-shirt annex.
Uh-huh. And apparently Ethan's getting ready to open the portal into,
Yes. Whatever.
Okay, Ethan, roll a d12.
I'm into our previous game, and so we'll still be on the outside. It's in fire.
Might help if I actually had dice.
Yeah,
maybe.
Dice might be good. That's what I was thinking.
Can you lay down?
The rest of us pulled out our dice.
Zena.
He was Zena. Too busy setting up his computer room.
Don't be afraid.
And then doing my bidding.
Minion! Zena.
Righto.
Zena, leave the Diego alone.
All right, let's get this party started.
Okay, so when we last left our group, they had just been trekking through lower levels of the keep, where they had
back there,
and apparently we got attacked by a vicious Diego.
Yes, attacked by a vicious beast. No, they had just managed to run through and disable and or destroy a room full of traps, including a giant statue that tried to beat the hell out of them, and several smaller statues that tried to breathe fire on them and otherwise be unpleasant. And, of course, then Ethan's character, Cowan, also got put through the wash cycle.
Oh! I'm shiny.
Yes, he is now shiny.
I need some starch.
No, you're pretty stiff as it is.
So, to make things a little bit easier, what we're going to do is we're going to say that you guys run off and rest for quite a while. rest for a day or so and come back so you're all at back at your peak.
That's maximum capacity of awesome.
Yes. Is that really all that happened? Because, you know, I've missed the past.
Yeah, well, there were the musical numbers.
Mm-hmm. There were the musical numbers.
Yeah. Man, you know how I like a musical number.
I know.
Let's see, you did actually go into an area with a gelatinous cube.
Yeah, that was fun. Let's do that again.
That was exciting. That actually, I believe, as I recall, that actually split off and become two cubes.
Yes, it did.
Xena.
Tried to eat all of you.
And very wrong.
Uh-huh. And prior to that, there was the... you and the war
thing
chief.
In the water.
There was the thing in the water. This is true. It's true. The episode before this one was all about slime, really.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And before that was all about the disagreements with the hobgoblin war chief.
Oh yeah, but we took care of him.
Yes. Whoever said the violence didn't solve anything clearly never played D&D.
Exactly.
Or Lego Batman.
Yeah. Violence solves a great many things. So, here you are, under the keep, shaking water, getting water out of your armor. Looking at this set of doors that is closed in front of you. It's a big set of stone doors. So what do you guys do? What are you doing?
Well, I'm at the back, but I would suggest that we open the door.
Yes.
Or check the door for traps.
Probably check said door for any nefarious for things, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'll check it.
Well, preferably not the warlock checking the door.
Check for traps.
Hey, you said to look for traps.
Did you get blowed up?
And I got a 9 on it anyway, so there. Just because his is higher.
You fail by enough, the thing will go off, you dummy.
The door does not appear to be trapped, nor does it appear to be locked.
See?
Okay.
Told you.
Very well.
Show it open.
I open the door.
12 dice, 6 and, fireball, and no me. Save, in face.
Sucks.
The trap was on the ceiling.
Eric, your game blows.
Carter bagger, whatever that means.
As you catch on fire.
The smell of rotting meat pours from the chamber. Gnawed, partially eaten humanoid corpses are strewn everywhere.
I put on my gas mask.
Roll perception checks.
Which is what again?
Oh, I got a 17.
Plus.
You actually see stuff.
I got a 16, because I'm the man.
14.
Put on your gas mask.
I got a whole 8. Woo!
12.
The fumes of corpses can kill you.
Somewhere I have a hygiene wand. Oh, wait, that's wrong game. Still think that was probably one of the best decisions we ever made, was getting a hygiene wand.
Well, wandering through enough sewers, yes. We should actually just get enchanted with permanent hygiene on our clothes.
We should.
That would be good. But I think it'd probably be expensive. Probably more expensive than the long
Worth
clothes.
It, though.
Might be.
Maybe our whole goal would be that.
Woo!
Oh, the ceiling's falling!
A piece of ceiling falls from the sky.
Yes, a piece of ceiling falls from the sky.
And killed two of us.
How about a piece of sky falls from the ceiling?
Yes.
Shouldn't have had that dwarven ale last night.
Damn it.
Dwarven tunnels, the ceiling does not fall in.
That's right, if you make it properly.
Okay, so...
We'll have a word with the architect on the way out.
Yes, please.
Yeah, the dead one? I don't know.
We still have words with him.
Is he buried amongst the...
I think we have the ritual speak with dead, right? Come on.
Actually,
why did you build such a shoddy key?
Didn't you have dungeoneering?
Dungeoneering, yeah.
Didn't you point some to dungeoneering?
No, he didn't go over that at school.
And this is a wall. This is like solid. That's not anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just walls.
That's the lunch counter.
Yes, it's the lunch counter.
He's wearing a white paper hat and serving the other zombies.
He's not a white paper, it's a hairnet.
Oh, a hairnet.
He's giving him peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And using a small butter knife for the jelly and an ice cream scoop for the peanut butter.
I'd still rather wear a hairnet than a beard net. Beard nets suck.
Beard nets are weird looking.
Yeah, they are.
I managed to miss one.
That's okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
He's the one being served up.
We don't need that.
11.
It
says there are 12, but it only lists 11 on the sheet. Sweet. So he's going to go
choose
here.
One.
No. He doesn't need to be there.
Yes, he does. Put him back, or there'll be 5 more.
He materializes in the wall.
Yes, he materialized in the wall.
Solid bit right there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
We actually had a player rematerialize in a wall once.
I bet that'd be painful.
He was teleporting, and like this part of him was inside the wall.
Whoops! Oh no!
Yeah.
Ow!
They were armless. It was funny.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised it wasn't instant death.
No.
Usually that's
it was just
is.
You know.
There we were.
There was no important organs.
There we were looking at our invitations, and our arms fell off. Go figure.
No, they had fire. They were able to cauterize the wound.
Okay, this is killing me.
What's killing you?
I'm missing one. Oh, no, there it is.
You keep saying you're missing one, and you're not.
It's just not picking it. That would be why.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11.
There's 12 there.
You can stop putting enemies in there now.
Yeah, you can stop anytime.
I could, but I won't.
Well, this is fascinating. How about we just shut the door and leave?
Yeah.
Just shut the door.
Do we really need to go in there?
Sadly, yes.
Oh, damn it.
Well, that depends. How much do you like this little area? You remember you've been having these dreams about the dark portal opening and all sorts of horrible things happening.
Yes,
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I know.
Though I bet if
you could
got
also
on
just,
a boat
you know, move.
And leave, yeah.
Not our problem! That's what adventuring parties are for.
That's why we can go back to where we came from.
We're just merchants.
Yes, I told you. Pretzel and t-shirt store. Pretzel store with an
okay.
X.
So you kick open the door, or you open the door politely, huh? And the first thing that hits you is just a wave of rotting, disgusting.
You need to put him somewhere.
Yes, I do actually. Let's get put.
The mechanical thing.
Why? They're my minis. I get free things from them, right?
Sure. Roll a d12. Yeah.
You're being generous.
Okay.
I'm a d2.
Three.
Three.
Yeah. Earlier, we did, you know, for the benefit of the people who wouldn't have been listening earlier, we decided that it had been so long we couldn't remember what dice we used. We decided it'd just be d12.
You may need that.
No. Don't give that back to him. Give those stats. Give that to us.
We want those. We want to see how best to defend ourselves. Oh, my.
So
is one of the dudes mechanical?
Not that you can see.
But it's a lunch counter. You can see over lunch counters.
It's not a lunch counter.
It's only, like, that tall.
It's not a lunch counter.
No, yeah, probably
more like that tall.
We
frankly, first, it's not a lunch counter. Two, if it were a lunch counter, it would be taller than you.
Yes.
We have tall people. They can see over it.
Some they're of extremely us are tall zombies.
I throw Cheeto in and shut the door. Cheeto can handle this.
I'll dance up here on the lunch counter.
They're pretty.
Okay.
That just is an image I don't want to ever have. Thank you.
What about Cheeto?
Dancing on the lawn.
Dancing on a counter.
He's going to take care of all these people for us. So.
All right.
Awesome.
We'll just make him laugh.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and use my level 20 ability.
Okay.
Summon Seth Pants.
Yes. Boom! Ah!
God damn it.
Man! And his pants go and kill everything in there.
He was told that Pat was on the other side.
Although that would be funny if Pat was here.
And yes, as soon as I finish the away, then we'll actually, you know, start rolling something.
Well, we can just, time.
You know, don't wait for us. We'll just go in and start killing.
Yes.
Just go
in and start killing. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. You do that.
Yes, please.
That's good. That's convenient.
We'll just go on in and start doing it.
That's right.
I think I can move up to this guy. I think a 19 kills him outright.
So. Which way did the doors open? Did they open towards us or away from us?
They open towards you.
Damn. Okay.
Ethan, can I get a paper towel?
So that one dude isn't behind the door.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. We could just smash him.
I was wondering, they're undead. Are they intelligent? I forget.
Some can be.
I'm just curious.
It looks like, just at a glance, these rotting corpses that you see in here are gnawing on other rotting corpses that are actually not walking around. The area is strewn with bones and various dead remains, and it looks like all of the remains have been munched on. In fact, the zombies and other things closest to you, one of them is still currently even chewing on a bone.
Mm. Lovely. Well, alrighty then.
So,
I guess we're probably at initiative.
I think we're at initiative.
Mighty plus one.
Oh.
I got a 7.
Actually, it's plus 2.
Oh, that makes all the difference over here.
Oh, so you still add a bonus to us?
Yeah.
So I got a 9.
I got a whole 8.
We add plus 2 though.
How many bennies? How many bennies do we get? Come on, man!
All of these.
Oh, the fuck you, I'm awesome,
but I have plus 2 written down on mine.
Yes.
What?
You know,
I have plus 2 written down. Bennies,
you get all of them.
So is it plus 4 then?
I think I'm
going
to add something to that rule for
it's
every like 2
well,
I hand out.
On top of whatever you already get.
So like I already have, I've got a plus 2 my initiative.
Yeah.
So whatever I roll, I add 2, and then you should add on top of that.
You get one for every player, and then for any wild cards, you get an extra one.
Well, if I pick up the Savage World, I may just get rid of the
fuck you, I'm awesome.
Yeah,
use
get
bennies.
Rid of those and just use bennies.
That one's not me.
That would be me. She's calling me.
Indy.
Indy. Leave me alone, Indy. If I don't do that. Da, 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 da. Hello?
Right. Enough with enough. All right. Yes. Lovely alien, interdimensional lizard men. All
right.
Yeah.
Right. Initiative. Bang Yi. What did you get?
24.
Holy cow. Gaz.
26.
You had to.
Iona.
10.
Woo.
Yeah.
Seth.
I'll be phoning it in.
In your pants.
Do they get a turn?
No.
No. 9.
Cowan.
4.
You're sleeping.
suddenly Cowan becomes narcoleptic. It's like, I'm deaf.
Yeah.
It's like, dang it, not again.
Damn it.
Shh.
No, the zombie just goes sleep.
I hope not.
Okay, well,
I might actually go after the zombies.
Makes no sense.
What happens is you fling the doors open and you're hit with this just wall of stench. And you're carrying a sunrod. Somebody's, I'm sure, because everything's dark in here. There's no other light source. So one of you is carrying a light source. The light spills in and you can see the bottom, the floor of this area is just covered with remains and pieces of remains. But all the remains look human. And the things chewing on the remains also look human.
Hmm.
Or it looks like they were human at one point.
Lovely!
Gaz, you seem to be the first one to recover your wits. You're up. What do you want to do?
And since I'm going first, that would give me combat advantage on the...
On pretty much anything, yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And this one's
that's
you?
That's me, yep.
Right, there's a guy just beyond the door here.
Yeah, so I assume as soon as I step in the door...
Well, there's two doors. There's a big double door, so you could go in over here if you wanted to. But
yeah, I'll go out on the far side there.
What's your move?
My move is 5, I believe.
So like 1, 2, 3...
Actually, your move should be 6.
3 to here.
3 to there. I guess put me diagonal, one diagonal towards me, there.
Okay.
And then I assume I can engage that one.
Yeah.
That minion, I'm assuming.
Around a corner?
Yep.
Okay.
You just can't move around the corner.
Oh.
Not when, you can't move across a corner that has a hard edge like that.
Yeah. So you're saying if I do this, it's not a hard corner? Rats.
Damn.
I had to try.
You make a fascinating argument here. Let me retort.
Ah! Oh, my eye!
All right. It's kind of gnawing on this arm. What are you doing?
I will... It's...
Zombies! Crit on it. That'll destroy it. Quickly! Gotta get back to used to having standard move and minor again. So.
Well, yeah, and I'm trying to remember which one of these... okay, there we go. I see it.
So you've used your move action. You have a standard and a minor left.
Right. I will just Sly Flourish. No point in wasting a big one on... Woo-hoo! Yee-haw! Yeah, I'm assuming an AC-12 doesn't hit it.
Let's see.
With a dagger.
Any bonuses for having combat advantage? Probably not.
Mm-hmm. No, my bonus comes for combat advantage on...
No.
On damage.
Sadly, it's an AC-13.
Just shy.
Just shy. So that was Gaz. So apparently the stench...
Let me check something.
The stench affected your aim.
I don't have my thing on.
Feng Yi, you're the one who next recovers. What are you doing?
Hi, honey. Casino. Don't be a
I think it does give at least a plus
I'm gonna
one
go
or
up
plus
to
two.
The red and yellow guy.
I move 5.
Okay. You can move up there. This one is missing its lower jaw. It looks like it would be gnawing on a bone, but...
Mm. It's kind of hard to gnaw when you've only got uppers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to do a cleave.
What do you got?
Strength versus AC, and right. I rolled... I can add a 19.
19. 19 will do it.
Did you just roll a 19, or is that with
when you have combat advantage against the target, you gain a +2 bonus to your attack rolls against that target.
Okay, right. So I would hit AC 14.
Okay, you would hit AC 14. That's enough to take him out.
Yep.
So you eviscerate him, and all the things that he's eaten but not digested come falling out, and that seems to do the trick.
Right.
She tripped on your shoe.
Hi, Athena B. You okay?
Yeah,
she's fine. Okay,
baby. It doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah. I'll be right back. Is my turn done?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's see.
Honey, you should just lay down. Come on. Come on, Zine Bean. Just lay down. Down.
Down. Right, who?
Right.
Who dies next?
This guy. You can't see him anyway.
Yeah, I can see him. I'm over here. I have a clear vantage point.
Yeah, okay. Right.
I think I'm going to get stabbed again.
And a big hand from the sky comes down and takes it away.
Yes. All right.
You just cursed that spot like 10 times.
Things. 1, 2, 3. Let's see. This thing shambles forward to try to beat on Feng Yi over there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7. He shambles forward.
Look at them fast shambles.
Well,
He only has a move of 4, so that's all he gets to do this round.
I recognize that zombie. I have some of those in my gamer box.
Is her AC 21?
I do not think it's that high, but let's see. Her AC is 18.
Her AC is 18, okay. Wow, she takes damage.
I do.
But she gets a plus 9 to her AC for being tangy.
The zombie smacks her for 10 points of damage.
Ow! That was inappropriate.
Is that a named zombie?
Yeah, its name is Fred.
It has a name tag. Its name is Fred.
Seth, woo! You and your pants are simultaneously.
Those boys.
They finally find it.
No, they haven't. I bet you $10 if I walked over there to the store, I'll walk right in there and find it.
You gotta remember, they've reorganized everything.
I know, well, that's what I told them. I said things have been moved, and so you have to look everywhere, not just in the usual spots.
Alright, so Seth moves up.
Anyway.
What you doing, Seth?
10 points.
What?
I'm going to cast.
I dodged.
I tried to
dodge right,
right,
into into the, right into the zombie fist.
It was like Matrix.
Yeah, no,
it's
okay. I'm going to cast magic missile.
Okay.
On the zombie attacking thingy.
Alright. Roll it.
On this one?
On the darkness? No, or the one that actually attacked him.
Okay. Yes.
The one in the horrible loincloth.
Yes.
And I rolled a 1.
Okay. So the magic missile slams into concrete, putting more dust into the air.
There's concrete here? I didn't know they had concrete technology.
Slams into the stone. It's still going to stab you. Iona, you would be the next one up. On the
am I really?
Counter?
They'll stab you with a blunt object.
Mm.
So say it was a terracotta wall instead of concrete.
Sure, whatever. Terracotta. That's fine.
That's right.
Okay, I need to move
up.
The wall made it. Shut the hell up.
Or at least one space.
I can look at everything.
And I'm going to go ahead and Lance of Fate the zombie that's hitting the back of Fanny's head.
All right, roll it.
Maybe.
It was a 17.
I'll take the 17.
No, you won't. You'll take what you rolled. What will you get?
I don't know. No, I don't remember which one it was. Okay. Damn it.
Re-roll the die.
That one's a 16 plus.
Okay. That'll do it. What happens?
Oh, do I get to roll damage, or he just goes away?
What happens? You tell me, what happens?
Oh.
What's the effect?
What did you hit him with?
Oh, Lance of Faith. It's
the power of light.
Yes, the power of light compels it.
to go get a sandwich? Compels it. What are we talking about?
Compels it to die. I get to eat.
It's already dead. It can't do that again.
It's damage. It's okay. Radiant damage.
All right.
I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. I've been gone so long.
Oh, blade.
Well, radiant is important because it may do something else against
radiant
undead.
Radiant is important, yes.
Okay.
So how much do you do?
A lot. Is this a D8? No, that's a D10. Let's find a D8.
It's an 8.
Okay. I can go in. Nine points of damage.
9 points of damage. Okay, you knock big chunks off, more of which burn off from the radiant damage, so...
But the radial damage is like...
Radiant, not radial.
Yeah,
radial. Yeah, like radial damage?
Fire damage.
I was just thinking maybe radiated. Throw a 24-inch
tire
at
him.
Damage.
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 Damage. Thank you, Jeremy.
It's like the shot put, only not. Damage.
Speaking of Jeremy, Cheeto, you're the one who's up next.
Cursed.
Oh, and somebody gets a plus 2 to their... to their attack roll, and I guess I'll go ahead and give it to Cheeto because he's next.
Go Cheeto.
It's your birthday. Not really. Mm-hmm.
You guys have been around each other way too long.
We live together now.
I know. My speed is 6. Why was I thinking it was 5?
I don't know.
Short stubby legs.
No, only the dwarf has short stubby legs. Halflings are all legs.
Hey!
Just saying.
Leg to head.
It's one of them creepy spore creatures.
Alright, I'm going to use Eldritch Blast on the guy I just cursed. That's going to be a crit.
Nice, so wow. Max damage.
Alright, that's going to be 10, 15, 16.
I think you still roll the D. You still roll your extra. It's maximum base plus whatever the extra is.
16. 22.
Nice.
Wow.
And then everything got decoupled.
You blow giant chunks of flesh and bone out of the.
Perhaps zombie blew giant chunks.
I think Eric is going to learn to hate us tonight.
Relearn.
Suddenly, all the zombies dive towards the puke.
Suddenly, all the zombies become vampire lords. You don't know how that happened.
Who stepped on a rune?
Cheeto.
There's still minion zombie lords, though.
That is true. Okay.
Where's that dragon mini?
It's upstairs. I don't want to go get it. So.
Okay, we'll just use that 2-liter soda bottle.
As a 2-liter soda bottle, and bubbles form acid.
A giant monolith appears. And then monkeys are petting.
You blast a giant hole in the middle of the zombie. It kind of staggers back and looks down at the little bits of flesh that are still remain there, and looks back up. And it's still up, but is visibly, it's bloodied.
If it had blood.
If it had blood, it would be flowing out of it right now.
Perhaps it's gooeyed.
Yes, it's chunked, I don't know.
Right, Hal.
Okay, Cheeto.
Yep, that was
me. We've got some more zombie action going on.
Is he skipping?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. These two seem like they're holding back a little bit. You can roll perception checks.
11.
17.
17.
Well, all of these things look fairly similar. Anybody who got a 10 or higher, notice that the two that I just moved here, the ones with the spiky bits coming out of their backs, they look more, if possible, more dangerous than the things that are engaging you right now.
Perhaps it's the spiky bits.
They don't actually have the spiky bits.
Oh.
They look more like they're more intelligent. Teeth are sharper. They look like they're more aware than the zombies are.
I got a 22 on
Arcana.
They're
moving with a purpose, basically, more than shambling.
They're ghouls.
They're
ghouls. These other zombies kind of look a lot like ghouls. In fact, the other zombies have been eating flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But these are actual ghouls.
Okay. Can they paralyze us? Is my score high enough to know that?
You want to look at it?
Because if so, I'm going to point that out. If not, I'm just going to say, ghouls!
Be careful when you turn your chair back around, because the dog's head's going to get locked right on the table.
It's not like he needs to use it.
But it's
not like he does use it.
It's so cute.
It is cute.
She doesn't want him to become special.
No.
more so.
No special ed.
I got a 28 on Arcana.
Okay, that's probably enough.
Oblivious to all of this.
What did you guys get?
I got 22, she got 28.
Okay. What you both will know is most ghouls revere Dorsane, King of Ghouls. Dorsane has domain in the Abyss. Humanoids that indulge in or resort to cannibalism become ghouls when they die. They're also created through rituals. When a creature transformed into a ghoul, all cares, concerns, and goals of former life are washed away in an undead pulse of ravenous longing. Robin will also know that sometimes ghouls are graced by Darsane with power greater than their fellows. The so-called abyssal ghouls are the ghoul king's favorites, made up of godly portion of the king's court of teeth. The court of teeth includes over 1,000 ghouls. Da-da-da-da-da. That's what the lore says.
See, that's what
Corporation... Go and skim the DC 15.
Screw around the stars.
Yeah, we just need to know if they paralyze or not.
Humanoids that indulge in or resort to cannibalism become ghouls when they die. Ghouls are also created through rituals. When a creature gets transformed into a ghoul, all the cares concern a ghoul before my eyes walk away and they also breath.
I guess it'd be whatever's in the actual skill
check. And it's a religion check, actually, for him.
Yeah, I didn't get that high on a religion.
I could probably roll for religion.
But,
I get a 20.
I mean, they do cause immobilization with their claw attacks.
Yes, you do know that.
Ghouls!
Typically, they paralyze you and then eat you alive.
We're gonna be eaten alive by ghouls!
And Cowan is up, so he can be eaten by ghouls.
Well, at least
great. I like being eaten by ghouls. It's fun.
He wakes up from his nap.
Huh? Who? What? Who? Huh? Where am I? What's going on?
Who are you?
Who are you? What? Huh?
I was having such a good dream.
But I'm actually in a threatened square from that guy.
Just breathe on
cinnamon. Him. I don't want to waste that on.
Sure you do.
Plus, it would hit a lot of people too.
And just hit
you.
No. I'm so proud.
I will.
Yeah, but he's the first one in the line that it would get.
Let me shoot it this way.
I'll go ahead and holy strike that dude in front of me with a 10 because I sucked, so I can't hit broadside of a barn. That's my standard action.
Okay. It manages to shamble out of the way. You were expecting it to dodge to one side, and when it didn't, you were very surprised.
That is awesome. And then I will go ahead and issue a divine challenge to that zombie right there.
Okay.
Yes. And that's all I do.
All right. Now the rest of the zombies get to go.
I'll go ahead and I'll use my move action to shift forward so I can be in the room.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I wish she's dead. God. Should I ask him that?
1, 2, 3.
I know. Let it go. Hey. You can just stop that right now, mister. I have a movement of 20?
Yes.
Something close to it.
Jeez.
No, you just do a double move.
That's a double move. Well, at least he's not attacking.
At least I don't have to run up to him now.
I think that's probably the only one that can attack.
Okay, well.
So, the only one that attacks is actually on the one on Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
So... Cohen, tell me, does a mighty AC-16 hit you?
No.
Okay. It flails at you mightily and very ineffectively. Okay. Beginning of a new round, Gaz! You are now face to waist with a bunch of rotting mobile flesh.
Right.
Filled with other rotting, possibly former mobile flesh.
Sly flourish.
Can I have a cookie? Is that
communal
cookies?
Communal cookies.
Okay. Cookies.
Wow. 14. So
14 will take them out.
Thank you.
You're covered in an explosion of rotting gore.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Come on now. Stop that.
All right. Fang Yi.
Cleave. Tall brown guy and the purple and yellow guy.
Okay.
In front of me. That wasn't very good. 14.
14 will be enough to hit them.
Okay.
So you're hitting
what you probably wanted to do was actually target the... because the way your cleave works is it just cause... If you hit, you cause damage to the thing next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way that minions work, you actually have to hit them. Random damage doesn't destroy them. And that sort of involved a d20 roll. So, what you probably wanted to do was to attack the minion and let the cleave damage go into the zombie. You see what I'm saying?
Which one's the zombie?
The mini. So, we'll say that you did that.
Regular minion zombie, named zombie named Fred.
Ah. They're all named Fred. They're
so, basically, you can kill this minion.
Kill
all
that
right.
minion and cause 3 points of damage.
And cause 3 points of damage to him.
That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm right in front of that guy.
Anything else, thingy?
Mm-hmm.
And you're marking this guy?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
What's up next?
Okay, I know what's up next. Everyone make a perception roll.
18.
I got another 20.
Ooh. 8. 6.
And does a 24 hit your reflex thingy?
23.
20. What?
Does a 14 hit your reflex thingy?
I'm sleeping.
Where's
again.
My reflex?
I've fallen back asleep. Does a what?
A 14?
I have 12.
Okay, so yes. You are dazed.
I'm always dazed.
Let's see. Dazed means grant combat advantage. You can take either a standard action and move or a minor. You can't take immediate actions or opportunity attacks, and you cannot flank the enemy. So basically, as long as you're dazed, you grant anything attacking you combat advantage, and you can only take a single action. You take 8 points of damage.
Wow.
2 points of psychic damage.
So 16 points of damage?
Yeah. No, just 8.
Oh, okay.
Now, what did the rest of you roll on perception?
I crit.
Open that for me.
You got an 20. I got an 18.
I got a 6.
Yeah, I got like a 20-something.
Anybody that got higher than 10 sees this guy sort of hovering here.
What does he look like?
It seems to be it's like this tiny... It's a tiny little statue. It looks like a statue of a very... It looks like a very crude statue of a child.
It's creepy.
Like the sculptor wasn't very good.
Arcana? Does that help?
Sure.
Maybe you should Arcana.
I didn't
see
it.
I only got a 14. No. I got a 14.
But it's kind of hovering there, but not very well.
Righto.
But it's kind of hard to see.
Well, who's up next?
The zombies. Zombies.
The name zombies?
The name zombies. Fred. Fred is up next.
Fred is on.
Down.
Well, Fred is now marked by Fangy.
Okay, so that's good because Fred's got to attack Fangy.
Mm-hmm. Fangy's going down.
And
is Fangy bloody?
Going to get hit.
Not yet, but
I assume let's see, 26 will hit you, Fangy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It really doesn't matter which one you're saying. Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Does a 19 hit you?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're doing AC, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I told you I'm going
down. All right, two zombies going to town on Fang Yi. Take 22 points of damage.
Oh, Jesus.
Damn.
It might have laid me down, because...
But you're bloodied.
I have, you said 20?
22.
I have 5 points now.
So, yes, she's bloody.
And dazed.
And confused. And wondering about this architecture.
Who built a lunch counter in the middle of a dungeon? I know.
Seth.
It's confusing.
Where's the food?
Yeah. They ate it all.
I will... I don't think you'd want the food that they were serving.
Mm.
Maybe it was fried.
Again, attempt to magic missile.
Everything's better fried.
The guy in the loincloth.
Right. With his mighty reflex of 9.
I got a 15.
That'll do it.
Or 7 damage.
That'll be enough to take him out.
Yay!
Which guy? This guy?
Yeah, the guy in the loincloth.
One loincloth guy.
And since he's marked, you get to teleport.
It was cursed, so.
Try and figure out where I want to go. 2, 3, 4. That would suck.
It's up right here.
Good idea, Ethan!
I have to go someplace I can see, though.
Don't I have second wind or something?
Yes. Which you as a dwarf can use as a minor action.
It's one of those cards that's usually hidden, or you may not have a card for it.
I don't have a card for it.
Yeah. It's a minor action.
Since you're a dwarf, it's a minor action to have a healing surge, and you spend a healing surge, gain those hit points back, and get plus two to your AC.
For that round.
For that round.
To the end of your next turn, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Plus two to what?
Plus two to your defenses.
But yeah, all of your defenses.
Yeah. So AC, reflex, will, all that. Fortitude.
Okay.
Who's up? Is Iona?
No, it's Seth. Or, yeah, Seth, sorry. You destroyed the zombie in a shower of blood and ick. Next up would be Iona.
Okay, so a burst of 5 will go where?
A burst goes out from you, so it's 5 squares, 2, 3, 4, 5. It goes out 5 squares in every direction from you.
Okay.
So basically,
you could hit more if you moved up.
Yeah,
well, here's the...
Depends on what you're trying, what it is you're doing.
I was getting ready to cast Shield of Faith so that everyone would have plus 2.
It would hit all of us, definitely.
Yeah, that would be my question. And then as a minor, I can heal her, because I need to...
Yeah, it would hit everybody, all of the party.
Okay.
Shield of Faith would.
Because in order, I only have one chance to use Undead, and I need to make sure that I'm close enough to the big ones to do...
Maximum, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to hold off on doing that. Anyway, all right, well then I'm going to go ahead and cast Shield of Faith. Everyone within the burst gains a plus 2 bonus to AC until the end of the encounter.
We gain a, everybody gains a what?
Plus two to AC.
Ooh, nice. Very nice.
Okay, and
then... I'll buy that for a dollar.
I'm gonna go ahead and... I've got... 2 healing words. So I'm going to go ahead and use healing word on Feng Yi. And you get 10 points of healing back.
You can spend a healing surge, so you get that, plus you get an additional 10 points back.
Okay, so then I'm at 27 and not bloodied anymore. Okay.
Just be sure to spend your surge.
Yeah. Move it over.
Now, does that count as my second wind?
No.
No, that does not count as your second wind. Okay. I initiate that.
Generally, if someone else initiates a healing surge for you, it's not a second wind. Second wind's an action you actually take.
Cheeto the Mighty!
Cheeto the Mighty is very tidy.
A marker?
Don't go there.
You want a blue one?
To go right there.
I just need something to...
Unless you want to be breathed on by
a little chick. Does it get everyone in the burst? Your acid breath?
Yes.
Ah, that blows.
We'll see what the ghouls do. The ghouls get to go for me, so.
He cannot indiscriminately breathe in certain spots.
Sadly, no. Everyone gets hit with acid in a 5-square burst, yeah.
Damn.
5-square blast, I should say. And that's a prime location for me to do it at. So I can kit this whole group if I do it right. But we'll see if the ghouls stay there or not.
Yeah, like I said, I can cast Turn Undead, but I want to make sure that we get all the bang for our buck. Because I can only cast it once during an encounter.
Well, let's get this started. I'm going to cast Eldritch Rain on the ghoul and the flying statue of the baby.
Okay.
I've got the range. Blue one is ghoul.
Okay. What's it versus?
Reflex. Okay. On the... So it's a 20 on the ghoul.
Okay.
A 18 on the statue.
That'll hit both of them.
All right. Let me take a die.
What is it you did?
Eldritch Rain.
Cool.
D10.
Nice.
One attack per target. I hit damage. Do I just do damage once, or do I do a...
Damage is only once.
Okay. Well, then he takes 9 points of... 9 points of damage.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry, no, 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage. Okay.
He takes 10, and the statue takes 9?
No, they both take 10.
Both take 10.
And then I go like this. Then... No, I don't. I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Back there.
Retreat!
I cast my spell, and then I retreat.
Did you mark anyone?
Yeah, I did.
Curse that guy.
Okay. He's cursed.
Cursed.
I should have cursed a minion, but that's okay.
Okay. Well,
actually, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Nice little sheet of paper.
Righto.
The ghouls, I think.
The ghouls get to go.
And they just decide to leave.
Yeah, they get bored and wander off.
They see something shiny and leave.
Woo!
That's okay.
Ooh, mini trucker magazine.
Sadly, the ghouls...
Undead yearly.
The ghouls basically both converge on, converge quickly on Fang Yi.
Mm-hmm.
This one up here.
Yep. They both converge very quickly on Fang Yi.
Nice.
So, first one.
Swing and a miss.
Oh.
First one, will hit you.
No.
And you are immobilized.
You just thought it hit me.
Does a 31 hit your AC?
Jesus.
Jeez.
Yes, okay. I think it does.
Twice.
Is that like a save ends thing or something?
Yes.
Now Fang Yi has no jaw and...
Take...
No.
10 points of damage.
No.
Okay, so that's...
I will not.
So you're back down to whatever it was you were before.
I'm blind again.
Take 10 points of damage, and you are immobilized. You are both dazed and immobilized. So when your thing comes up, you need to roll 2 saves for that. And the bad news is that the other ghoul...
That's not the bad news?
Yeah, the other ghoul gets to bite you.
Oh, God.
Because you're immobilized. So the other ghoul opens its unnaturally large mouth full of very, very sharp teeth.
They're meaty.
And hits an AC 16.
Which
no.
does not.
Alright, the teeth scrape across your armor.
Oh, God.
And
that's fine.
You would be. The smell of the thing's breath is just awful.
I'm dazed, I don't care.
Colin, you're up.
I'm gonna have to leave this zombie minion to you guys.
We can't defeat a minion.
So
that's crazy.
The minion will get a swing at me, basically.
Okay.
Those were the three things.
Minion rolls a, like, 13 or something.
And violently misses me.
Yes.
No. But I'm going to go up here.
Sorry, a 15.
So I use my move to get up to there.
Okay.
I use minor action to do my my breath weapon, and it's going to hit all those bad guys.
Okay.
I need to roll two hits for everybody, right?
Yep, and is it what?
It is acid.
Acid? No, I mean, is it reflex or?
It is reflex, yes.
Okay, so ghoul first.
25.
We'll hit him. Zombie next.
10.
We'll hit him.
Let's do the, and then do the minions after all the okay. dudes. That's cool.
Sure.
22 on the we'll hit statue. Him.
And then the minions.
26. Wait, 25 again. Sorry.
All right. The number to beat for the minions is a 9.
Okay. That's a 9. And that's more than a 9. And that's more than a 9. So I hit them all.
You hit them all. So the
minions.
A bunch of them just dissolve into a pile of nasty goo.
Bonus. That's what I wanted to happen there.
Yes.
And then acid does a whole mighty 3 points of damage to everyone else. Okay. Then I use a minor action. That's that. Then I use minor action to channel Divinity Divine Metal. You get an immediate saving throw with a +3. So roll D10 plus, D20
and
plus
tell
3.
Me what you're saving against. You're saving against the days.
So whichever one you want to save against right now, you could get rid of, possibly.
Paralysis. +3.
Probably want to get rid of the immobilization.
So, paralysis or dazed?
Because at least you can move when you're dazed.
It's true. It's, you know, a single action versus no actions.
Because at least then you can back up. Okay.
Or counterattack or...
Whatever.
All right. So the anti-paralysis.
D&D movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
Hello, this is Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. When you play a role-playing game, do you like to have your own dice? GMDice.com is one of the best selections of dice on the internet. From stone dice to metal dice and even bone dice, GMDice.com is your dice store.
Get the newest releases at RPG Now. Only at RPG Now can you get the absolute latest and best releases from fantastic publishers like Fat Dragon Games, Green Ronin Publishing, and Wizards of the Coast. There are new products every single day. Come to RPGNow.com and get them the instant they're available.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
For more information, visit www.vorpalnetwork.com or www.canadiancrusaders.com.
This is the Vorpal Network.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. You can find us on the web at www.canadiancrusaders.com. The Gamers Haven Podcast is a member of the Vorpal Network at www.vorpalnetwork.com. Gamers Haven and Thousand Monkey Productions are copyright 2008 and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Stop by our website to check out our actual play feed, fill out our feedback guest book, or hit us on the forums. Music on the show is used with permission. permission by Joe Hero Band, www.joehero.com.
And this has been a Thousand Monkeys production.
Friday night and we're headed for the drive-in. You were mad at something you thought I said. Thought I'd